Okay. Some time ago, I committed to making this sermon about social justice issues, and specifically about the upcoming FAST Rally and Nehemiah Project. I hope that nearly all of my sermons are recognized as social justice themed sermons. I believe that the gospel of the good news that Jesus proclaimed is about social justice. Jesus announced his ministry in the passage of Luke's gospel that follows the one we read this morning with these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim the year of the Lord." The gospel is about proclaiming and promoting wholeness for all God's people and harmony among those people, and social justice is an essential component of that good news. Some years ago, I was serving on my conference's health and welfare committee. We had been an autonomous committee, but by some reasoning that escaped me, we were put under the control of the Evangelism Commission. And the chair of the Evangelism Commission started coming to our meetings and started asking the question every time we met, how is this program of promoting health and welfare going to bring people into our churches? Well, I didn't always say this, but I always wanted to respond with, how is bringing people into our churches going to promote the people's health and welfare? If you think that we help people and we do good things for them and we reach out to them simply to get them to come to our church, you've got it all wrong. We get people to come into the church so that they become healthier and more whole people in body, mind, and spirit. Social justice is an essential component to this kind of wholeness. If people do not live in with justice, they cannot know wholeness. I will talk specifically about the upcoming rally and the Nehemiah Project a little later. But first, I would like to share something from our recent trip to Central and South America. For those of you who may not know, Lois and I just returned from a 30-day cruise to Central and South America. I will begin by saying the present administration in this country has something right. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute because you may not have expected to hear that from me. There is a humanitarian crisis on our southern border. What they have wrong is that keeping people from coming here seeking help, health, and wholeness is not the answer. The problems of poverty and injustice in this country are serious issues. Issues that we as people of the gospel must address, and hopefully we are all committed to doing that. But the problems are of a whole different magnitude in Central America. People are living in a whole different understanding of poverty. They are held captive by systems of oppression that are different in magnitude from any known in our country. Many live in constant fear of violence, even violence from those who are there to protect them. And they see no hope except in us. It was humbling to be traveling in an air-conditioned bus, drinking bottled water through communities of ramshackle and half-built houses where people usually have no safe water to drink. The irony of all of this was brought home to me as I watched a film about four surfers who went to Peru to find the perfect waves. It seems that the longest waves in the world are off the Pacific coast of Peru. and that they have a left-hand brake that is virtually unknown in the Northern Hemisphere. I did not know that. I did not know that was important, but evidently if you're a surfer, it is. One of the surfers, upon observing the disparity between his life and the lives of those around him in Peru, commented, "What I have is just the luck of the draw. All I can do is the best I can with, all I can do is make the best of what I've been given." Now, in that comment, I heard what I think is the problem with the way we're handling the humanitarian crisis on our southern border, our approach to social justice here at home, and the schisms within our respective churches. This particular week, I will not point out that I'm a United Methodist, but most of you know that. Just to be clear, the young man in this movie recognized that being born to privilege in Hawaii and free to spend his life surfing to be things that were not of his own making. But he remained focused on his path of personal fulfillment. This young man of privilege saw the problem of injustice and inequity within God's creation and then simply returned to his life of comfort. Now, just to be clear, I'm talking here about the young man in the movie, not me. Those who, by the luck of the draw, we usually choose to refer to them as those blessed by grace. We who are privileged to often shrink from the demands of the gospel to make the best of what we have been given for ourselves, as if we have no responsibility born of our privilege and no culpability for our participation in the systems of unfairness and oppression that plague so many other people in the world. Our making the best of what we have been given usually means getting even more for ourselves and treating those less blessed as threats to our well-being. So we build walls to keep them out of our neighborhoods and drive through their neighborhoods in air-conditioned buses, drinking bottled water. We are seeing in our world what happens when we allow the world to become a struggle between us and them for the resources of the earth. We spend billions to keep others from posing a threat to what we have, not by our own merit, but by circumstance and by the grace of God. Now, I'm going to get racial here for a moment, but the problem goes way beyond the issues of race. A recent study, and I'm sorry I cannot give you any of the specifics about the study. I was on vacation when I read it and I did not make notes. But the study showed that white Americans consider capitalism and the English language to be essential components of American society. Capitalism, making the best of most of what I have been given for myself, and the English language, identifying those who are other, who are different from me, and therefore a threat to what I have and seek to have, and competitors for the blessings of life. According to the study, non-white Americans do not hold these same views, at least not to the same degree. Now, let me acknowledge that neither of these groups, white America or non-white America, are monolithic, and there's a great variety within each of those groups. But the point of the study is important. People of privilege in this society, mostly white, but not entirely so, tend to see making the best of what they have been given as increasing their share and tending to see others as competitors rather than a call to build stronger, more just communities where all share in the blessings of God's creation. In truth, a more just and equitable system is not charity. It is a system that benefits the whole. John Kennedy many years ago said in a speech written by the brilliant Ted Sorensen, "A rising tide lifts everybody's boat." So, what does all this have to do with the upcoming FAST rally and the Nehemiah Project? What I judge to be the shortcoming of the young man in the surfer movie is not that he lacked knowledge or even compassion. Both seem to be present. It was that he failed to act on his better instincts. I believe, and this is my sign of hope, maybe I'm still a romantic, but I believe that most people see the disparity of wealth in our society as a problem. That homelessness is a social ill with devastating effect on people's lives and our society in general. That our education system needs help. We are losing children who are falling through the cracks in the system. And that the criminal justice system is biased against the poor, mostly Black and Latino, but not entirely so. The problem is not that people do not know, or even that people do not care. The problem is that people who can make a difference too often fail to get involved in any kind of tangible way. They choose to make the best of what they have received by the grace of God for their own enrichment and benefit rather than for the building up of the whole. The Nehemiah Project is one small step towards putting faith in action. Faith and action for strength together. It does so by formulating realistic goals, talking with the people who are going to have to make the changes in our society, and coming up with goals that they can agree are reasonable and reachable. By confronting those then in power to make those changes and holding them accountable, and by standing up and being visible as a presence for justice in our society. And knowing that in doing these things, we can make a difference. Things can change. And you can do something by just showing up. At the rally, Monday, March 18th, if it's not on your calendar, it should get there very quickly. And at the Nehemiah Project on April 8th at Tropicana Field. If you have difficulty with transportation, we will see that you get there. Because there is strength when we stand together. Just showing up is, of course, not a solution in itself, but it's a step. It's a start. It's something. By doing something, you can stop being part of the problem. And you and I, we're all part of the problem because we too seldom do anything. And that's the problem. And it's a problem whichever side of the injustice you find yourself on. Silently absorbing the oppression of injustice is no more helpful than those who participate in the structures that may enable them. By doing something, we stop being part of the problem and start being part of a solution. Just showing up is not everything, but it's a start, and it's something that everyone can do. We will get you there if you will show up and be counted among those who are making a stand for social justice. Sharing the blessings of God's creation in a more just way is not just helping the other, It is not something that we do at our expense. It is something we do for the good of the whole, the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, the tide that raises everyone's boat and is for everyone's benefit. And it is what the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ for the poor and for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God, requires of us. Let us stand up for justice, and let us stand fast together and stand for the kingdom of God. Amen.